since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Today's scripture can be found in Colossians 2, verse 20.
Father, teach me daily to die to self and to live for the things of your kingdom. I don't want to belong to this world or to submit to its rules. Lord, I need the transformation and sanctification of the Holy Spirit. I know that only you can revive the believers in this world, and only when we repent, humble ourselves, and truly seek your face will we have that revival that we so desperately need. Amen.
Today, you remember, you're a king's kid. You're bound by the laws of heaven. The only laws on earth you're bound by is, as the Bible says, respect and obey. But you're not bound to submit to the world. Remember, since you have died with Christ, you're now a citizen of heaven, not earth. You're a king's kid. Live like it.
Today's action. Today, pray for the Lord to show you where your true citizenship is. Today's treasure is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience and tribulations, in needs and distresses, in stripes and imprisonments, in tumults, in labors and sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left.
I think Christians today forget the basic principles of being a king's kid. Solomon told them, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. The reward for humility in the fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life." You're a king's kid, but as a king's kid, there is one whom you should bow down to, one whom you should worship, one whom you should respect, and one whom you should obey. Get into the Word, my friend. If you're following this world, you're definitely not obeying the Lord.